Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world? This is your man, Nick Eden, and I am here with the talk of the town.
I know you're going to dig this.
Here with the talk of the town.
Take you to the Hotel Martinette in Brooklyn, where Bobby Millett and his orchestra are offering a program of dance music.
Town.
Got a great show planned for you all tonight. Hope everybody's having a wonderful day, because we are. I know I am. I don't know about Kevin over there, but I know I am.
Man, why it sound like you 50 feet away from your mic? Sound like you talking in a trash can.
I'm trying to be economical, man.
That's a no for that, man. It sound like you talking in a trash can. We spent all this money for an upgrade, and you come in here sound like you talking in a trash can.
I ain't want to be on the air smacking, man. I'm always trying to eat a salad, trying to eat healthy.
Man, you know how to mute yourself.
I mean, look, man. Just trying to be me. Can I be me just for tonight?
Not at all. I'm constructively criticizing you right now.
Constructively criticizing?
Yes.
Oh, man.
No, no, man. Our dude Nick Eden is, where is Nick at anyway? Nick is in, is he in Wright Street Jail or,
I don't know where Nick at, man. Nick's probably at, pushing cows over somewhere over in Arkansas or something like that. I don't know.
Cow tipping.
Yeah, that's it. That's what it's called.
Yeah. Always MIA, man. He got the nerd talking about we held his check for 5 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what he told me.
All right. We'll see about that next week now.
Yeah. Won't be getting nothing. Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm so ready for this this cool weather to start coming around. It was so hot today, but... Woo! Great discussion today at the barbershop, too, people. If you ever want to just get any type of topic just out off your mind, just go to a barbershop or a beauty salon or whatever. Just let it go. Best place to talk, man. Talk about anything, no matter who is in there. I mean, man, wonderful. I was at the barbershop probably about 5 hours. They just talked the whole time.
You know what, man? It's one thing to think about. You got the barbershop for the dudes, the beauty shop for the women.
Yeah,
I mean, it's all good. It's a relief, man. You know, a place where you can go, like you said, be yourself, talk to people, express yourself, get stuff off your chest, and keep it moving. Mm-hmm. Like we here. That's what the Middleman Talk Show is all about.
That's right.
But a lot of times people scared to call in. We've heard things such as, I don't like the way I sound on the radio. I may sound crazy.
Yeah, we didn't hear it at all.
Yeah, man. Hey, but you know what? We had a great show this past Sunday, man. Let them know about that topic, man. We put it down, though.
Yeah, most definitely.
I ain't catch y'all guard, did it?
Yes, you did. I'm over here trying to swallow too, but it's cool, though. It's cool, though. You know what I'm saying? It is so cool, though, but... What's the worst of black life, man? I mean, we we touched on a lot of things on that particular show, you know, from different angles. Growing up, you know, all the way from how our music affected us, how the media affected us, how our thought process affected us. You know, we also touched on, you know, comparing it to, you know, the Troy Davis situation, James Anderson down there in Jackson, you know, and our thoughts about that. You know, what's the worth of us, you know, as far as black people? You know, are we living our life correctly? Do we care about our race? Do we really want to see our race thrive and get to the next level and get out of this hump that we've been in? It's just like we just, like we hit a door, like we hit a brick wall. And we just start running. But go back and listen to that show. Let us know what you think about that show. We're probably going to do a part two to that particular show. There's a lot of things we could continue to discuss on that episode, that show. But go to the website, www.blogtalkradio.com/TheMiddleMen, and click on that show. Download it. Send it to your friends. You know, let them listen to it as well, too. But let us know. We want to know what you all think about that show, too. We had some great comments on the show. You know, we had a lot of people in the chat board that was commenting as well, a lot of people on the phone lines that were listening. But, you know, we really want to hear from those who didn't get a chance to listen to it live what you thought about it. And, we got a great show playing this Sunday. So make sure y'all tune in this Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Central Time. We have a great show planned for you all. And tonight is another great show.
Oh, yeah.
And positive research, constructive criticism. Can you handle that? Are you a person that gives constructive criticism, but can you also receive it? Now, in order to improve your skills and also your craft, constructive criticism is a helpful way to learn your strength and your weakness. Now, we're going to discuss the forms of constructive criticism, well, criticism in general. Now, so we're going to discuss how can you tell between constructive criticism and also someone being critical of you. And who are the people that you should go to obtain good constructive criticism? You know, such as like family, friends, experts, you know, pastor of your church, etc. You know, these are the people, you know, that you really can confide in. And also, who are some people that you shouldn't go to get constructive criticism from? And also, do the majority rule in opinion, always. Does it? I don't know. And also, what are some of the tips or ways to learn how to be receptive towards constructive criticism? We want to hear from you all out there tonight. And like I said, this is going to be a great show because everybody has experienced some type of criticism throughout their life.
Well,
the only thing about it is your receptive, you know what I'm saying, your ability to receive it.
You know what, man? And then I want people to understand, too. We're also talking about from a musical aspect because this is Talk of the Town. It's about entertainment. We don't have any stats about the music industry today like our man Nick Eaton would. But, you know, let's talk about this criticism. I'm not talking about criticizing you, your hair, your, you know, stuff like what women do. I'm talking about music. We talking about your music. I wish a lot of artists would call in today. How can you get the constructive criticism when it comes to your art, your music, your craft, producers, hold that. What's going on?
Most definitely.
You know what, man? I'm telling you, man, a lot of these artists, I know they go back and download these shows, and I know a lot of times they're like, dang, man, I wish I was able to get to it to say something. Here's your opportunity. We got links up on our Facebook page. We got links every doggone where. We putting them out there. It's time for you to come and tell us what you think. We are here.
Most of
them. We're talking time, baby.
Yes, sir. So if you want to go ahead and get into the topic today, I'm ready. I'm ready to talk about it.
Yes, I am too, man. Matter of fact, this record right here, man, I want to apologize to this group. From last week, we had a very positive record from them, Keep On Trying. Very positive record. We're going to play that again anyway, coming up.
Man, look, we're beating around the bush. It's my group. I'm in the group. Alan T. Harrison, the middleman, Al. Go ahead and play my record, Kevin Gordon.
Okay, all right then, Biz Jr. My bad. I was just trying to, you know. All right. We can do that then. You messed up my little introduction for the record.
That's right, because last time you did a nice little intro, the song ain't come out right. Let's play.
Well, let's see what it do this time then,
let's
player, since you want to be like that. But this is Turn Off the Lights to a lot of you guys out there that's doing music. And you know that everybody and their mama that told you, just like we're going to say the majority rules, do you need to turn the lights off? Do you need to stop? Or do you need to keep going? Just Turn Off the Light by Steel Mag. Blog Talk Radio, talking time. Here we go.
Okay, it's time to rip tracks and bring it back.
Yeah.
Spit facts for your mind, let it go back.
Yeah.
I done set the front they backs trying to work that. Some of y'all whack rappers done forgot that.
Yeah.
Forgot where we came from, where we grew at. The sole purpose of the rhyme is to give back. To spread the word to the land of the blind man. To guide a misguided youth into a grown man. Be positively, my history is teaching me. I'm turning off, I'm stepping off, full speed ahead. I'm leaving y'all my shoulders. I brush y'all your music. I ain't studying y'all like Clark Kent with a man to see everything we speak. You know it's real. With a fake shoe and your label too, trying to dumb it down. Show me too. My greatest stations and BT and interviews.
Yeah.
And bump me.
Yeah.
The world is speed. It's logically, it's sovereignly with similes. Too easy. Back off, so got a problem? I solve them. Two whack rappers with a whack rap. We gon' do like Teddy P and make it happen. Whack rappers with a whack rap. We gon' do like Teddy P and make it
happen.
The whack rappers with a whack rap. We gon' do like Teddy P and make it
happen.
The whack rappers with a whack rap. We gon' do like Teddy P and make it
happen.
Just my thoughts. Just my thoughts.
Turn them off. Perfection finna illuminate. Can't call tomorrow, but now, yeah, I'm here to stay. It's only one place I wanna dwell, it's in your mind. Cerebral time, catch you anywhere, just call me nigga time. And last time, picks, I would not fall for one bit. I'm full of it, is it swag? No, confidence. Turn them off, keep them off, cause the war is off. Lyrically, you feeling me, defeated by the enemy. I do you a trinity, strategizing, killing me. Maximize my currency, with hungry eyes, I can see the heat. For what I know is that's right to be the city. Worldwide, every side, countdown begins nine. Just take your time and see it nine. It's in my up. Now you decide who's better or worse. The gift and the curse, it's all in me. Just hit the switch. You gon' see it's your.
The whack rappers with a whack rap. We gon' do like Teddy P and make it
happen.
The whack rappers with a whack rap. We gon' do like Teddy P and make it
happen.
The whack rappers with a whack rap. We gon' do like Teddy P and make it
happen.
Whack rappers with a whack rap. We gon' do like Teddy P and make it
happen.
Strike three, you wow, what is this about? Grind things that hunt your dreams, ain't no power now. Cause I move through the breaker box that's in your mind. Hit the switch, something's in my mind, it's like a started sign. This ain't just for you, no, this for mankind. For the world, 365, for this I die. My power lies in my heart, similar to a line. I gotta lead the prize.
See what you just don't know, your time is about to run high. The spitters in the game is about to take the brain time. And bring it back to the essence of dope grind. Forget the money, let's change the words you say time. But in the meantime, I'll tell you what you need to do. I'll read your rhymes instead of being looney tunes. Cause all they pushing is this dumbness and whackness. Think about it, why the rhyme make it timeless. The whack rappers with they whack rap. We gon' do like Teddy P. Whack rap, we gon' do like Teddy P and make it
happen.
The whack rappers with a whack rap, we gon' do like Teddy P and make it
happen.
The whack rappers with a whack rap, we gon' do like Teddy P and make it
happen.
And that was AL Group. Since you want to just put it out there like that.
Damn right. Might as well.
Hey, man.
Hey, make sure y'all go to YouTube and watch the video. Steel Mag, STELMAG. Turn off the lights on YouTube. If you like it, hit the like button. If you like it some more, wife is some hoe. Then if you like it a little bit more than that, blast it out for your boy. Appreciate it.
Okay, now you sounded just like a man.
No, I don't, man.
Junior.
Look, man, that's like an insult to my nature as a man.
Just saying, son. Criticism, man. It's constructive. I'm not saying it's negative.
Man. That's insult, man.
I'm not hating.
Yes, you are.
No. Hate is a strong word. As a good friend of mine said, I can't say that.
Anyway, thanks for everybody for tuning in to the Middleman Talk Show today, because Kevin Gordon's not talking about anything right now. We are going to get into the subject at hand. Of course, today's subject is constructive criticism. Can you take it? Some people can ditch it, but can you take it? Now, in order to improve your craft, constructive criticism is a helpful way to learn your strengths and weaknesses. Now, we're going to get into the first discussion part of the day, which are the forms of criticism, how criticism is projected out there. You got your positive forms, you got your negative forms. You know, you people don't know how to present constructive criticism in a positive manner.
Right.
Some people just go off on the negative, you know, saying that maybe, you know, the wag can't rap, your production sucks, the whole CD sucks, I'm going to throw it out the window. You know, you're garbage, you know, they talk about you behind your back, the next thing you know, you hear about it from somebody else. They're not telling you how to improve yourself.
Right.
Now, you got your positive, you know, criticism to where, well, I see that you have, you know, that the song was put together well, but I found, you know, from my opinion, I see that there may be, you know, a few flaws that I see that maybe you could work on.
Mm-hmm.
That's a way to put out constructive criticism. What's your take on it, Kevin?
Well, I agree with you wholeheartedly because, I mean, there are times when, you know, like I said, from a musical standpoint, that, you know, we obtain CDs from people and, you know, the first thing they come up and they say, man, I'm the hottest song you ever heard. You know what I'm saying? And when you get a chance, like, man, listen to my stuff, they overhype it. And when you get a chance to listen to it, and you're like, nah, this may not be the best thing that I need to be listening to at the moment. It's not the best that I've heard. And if you try to relate that to those people, sometimes, you know, they look at you like, man, you just being negative. When you just telling them, hey, man, if you could do X, Y, or Z, you may not be an expert on what they're doing, but you could give them your opinion because primarily with criticism, man, you know, sometimes you're going to be opinionated with your critical thoughts on these persons. But, you know, it ain't got to be hurtful where you just saying, man, the first time I hear you, dude, you whack. Everything's boo-boo.
Right.
Now, like you said, from a positive standpoint, if I'm taking the time to break down what I see that is, in my opinion, that is wrong with what you're doing, I'm trying to help you. That's constructively taking the time to make sure I tell you something positive about what you're trying to do. Now, if I'm sitting up there just whack, 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 and you hear a lot of people do that now. They don't take the time to feel out where these people coming from, dude. They just say it's whack.
And a lot of folks don't know how to take it.
No, they don't.
By the way, I mean, you may catch a right hook across your face, or a bunch of the people who he with may, you know, send throw some right hooks across your face.
You can get caught up, man. I wouldn't want to be one of these people that get beat up for saying somebody's record is wet.
Right. But there are many forms of, you know, the way that you can present yourself in a constructive manner towards somebody. Facial expressions is always one thing that people look at. Whether or not you're bobbing your head with it, whether or not, you know, they listen to your CD and you tell them, okay, go to the next track. You know, people may perceive that as, you know, negative criticism, like you don't like their stuff.
Right.
And give them any type of response from that could also be viewed as a negative form of criticism.
Or if you give them the stanky face, you just scrunch your face all up, looking at it like, ugh.
Right. But, I mean, the thing, you know, if you don't like something, you know, just, you know, verbalize it in a manner to where if that was you, you will be able to receive it. That's the thing of what you have to see. But some people, they don't know how to do that. They go with, you know, the first thing that it comes to their mind is, well, it sucks. I don't like it. Oh, no, no, man, I don't want it. You know, instead of just, you know, helping them or, you know, giving them some type of positive motivation about it. Find something nice to say about the record. You know, but some people, you know, some people feel like being brutally honest is the best way to help somebody.
Yeah, I mean, personally, man, I'd rather for you to tell me that I'm not really hitting on what I need to be hitting on. Why
right.
lie to me? Because
yeah.
that goes back to the yes man, and especially in the music industry, when you have 50 guys around you, yeah, man, that's hot. That's hot, just like
yep.
that commercial. Yeah, champ, you the best. You the best, champ.
Right.
And you actually,
right.
like, really boo-boo. Or
right.
you may not be up to character for what needs to be done. You know what I'm saying?
That
but you got your yes squad sitting in, over there on the side.
Right. That is true. That is true. And every squad have that. But, you know, a lot of... But you need to have some people within your own circle that will tell you the truth.
Because
a lot of times, you know, when you play your records for your, you know, for your friends that know you have been doing music for years, they may not tell you what you really want to hear. You know, sometimes you may have to explore other options and get people who are not too close to you to actually hear, you know, your records if you're trying to do it on a trial basis. But, you know, also a good thing to do with that is to have a listening session and then have them to actually do a survey on the particular song. That's another way to have positive constructive criticism.
Yeah.
You know, you can just, you can make the survey to where they can either say yes or no, they like the song, or rate the song 1 through 5, you know, very good, good, not sure, bad, very bad.
You know, even when you have a listening party, man, you got to be strong enough. And, you know, you always heard the phrase, you got to have tough skin when you're dealing with the music. And
right.
a lot of people don't have that tough skin, man. The first thing they do when they listen, when the first time somebody come in their realm and they say something to the fact of, you're not that dope, they get bent all out of shape, man. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Because, like, if you get bent out of shape early when people, you know, giving you, like, positive feedback, but it's critical to you,
mm-hmm.
you a lot of times people just give up, man. I think a lot of people lose interest
yep.
in doing music after somebody right. tell them something from their standpoint, man. They don't want to rap no more. They don't want
right.
to produce anymore. They might not even want to style hair or whatever the case may be.
Yep.
You know, but you got to have that tough skin where you got to keep pushing regardless of what someone say to you. You know, I mean,
right.
if you know you ain't on point, then, you know you might need to step it up.
Most definitely. So, I mean, but that's a good way, you know what I'm saying, you know, to also find out. But, like Kevin said, you got to have that tough skin. You know, you got to be able to deal with that because once you step outside that realm and go outside your market and try to actually promote yourself, I mean, you may get it even 10 times worse than that because,
yep.
and then plus, not even in your home, like your own comfort zone, like you're somewhere where nobody knows you.
Mm-hmm.
That's even worse. I mean, just like if you were an independent artist performing your song in a state where nobody has never heard your song and you up there on stage and nobody's paying attention to you and you just up there, you know, rhyming your heart out. On stage,
yeah.
you know, give me your all. Nobody's showing you no type of love, not even listening to you. You know, that could push people away and not want to do it either. But
yep. Yep.
that can tell you, you know, whether or not, you know, something that you need to work on, whether or not you need to get in that area to promote yourself more, or whether or not you may need to try a new record in that area, you know, to, you know, well for that particular crowd.
Yeah.
You know.
And you know, you got then on top of that, Al, you got to be honest with yourself, man. You know, some people may not feel what you're doing. They may not care what you're doing.
Yeah,
you know, because
right.
honestly, it, you know, a hot record, you can't deny it. You can't deny
right.
I always say that, and I truly believe in that. But if you got a situation where, you know, like you try to take, say, for even with New Orleans and let's say Memphis, you can't take a New Orleans bounce artist and then drop him off in Memphis and say, hey, go do your thing. You know what I'm saying? He got to work the market and hopefully get with someone in that market that can work with him, and the same vice versa.
Right.
If you took that other artist, you know what I'm saying? Because like you said, if they get up on that stage, the crowd boo them, you know, man, they going to be like, psh, I don't want to do this no more. I'm not coming back up here. And
right.
They get stuck in that little zone
right.
area that they in.
That is true. That is true. That is true. So, now, how can you tell the difference between constructive criticism and someone being critical of it?
Like you said earlier, man, if somebody's sitting up there, every time you look around, it's completely negative. Personally, I think, you know, depending on what type of person you are, if you're the type of person that can take positive out of negatives, then you're good. You know what I'm saying? But you got some people that, you know, regardless what you say to them, it's something is hate, quote unquote hating, or it's always
mm-hmm.
negative. That's how they feel about it. But my personal opinion, when I see somebody telling me something and I sit back, I'm going to take it in first and I'm going to see what you're trying to say. And, you know
right.
what I'm saying, if it's not anything hurtful, you know what I'm saying, just like just blatantly just, you know, hey, you suck, you know what I'm saying, all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you just busting me out like that, or you be like, hey, man, you know what I'm saying, from the last time I seen you, you've gotten better. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm not saying I'm dope, but you say, hey, man, you got a little bit better. I like what you're doing. But if you see me the first time, the second time, the third time, you just hit me with that line, you suck. Oh, God. That's just wrong.
Right. Right, most definitely. And then, like, you can also, you know, tell, you know, as far as if somebody is being, you know, critical of you, if, you know, every time you see them, man, they avoid you. You know, you try to, you know, shoot them a record to you, you know, and they whispering to somebody else, and you can tell they're talking about, you know, you see, you. I mean, you know, we've all been through it. You know, numerous music conferences, you know, like me and Kevin have been to, and, you know, you'll see guys on stage working hard out, and then people just walking out.
Yep.
No, not even giving, you know, people a chance to even, like, showcase what they have, even if you don't feel like they're on your level. I mean, they're still being critical of them.
Yep.
I mean, you know, you're just leaving out on their performance, but they watched yours. Don't do that. You know, show them support because they showed you support. You know? Shoot.
You know, and that's one thing, too, like, just having the respect for the next person. Now, if you can tell somebody don't have respect for you, you know what I'm saying, you already know what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can just basically feel that vibe of this cat. And, you know, that's one thing with hip-hop, I must say, that, you know, there's not a lot of respect in the midst of hip-hop. A lot of guys are mostly like, man, you know, they either like you or they don't, or they can pretend
yep.
to like you, or whatever the case may be. I know
mm-hmm.
Nick, if he was here, he would actually tell everybody also, like an R&B, man, they can be constructively critical towards each other. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, that run right there was a little off, or that note was
right.
flat. You know what I'm saying? They'll tell each other that, or you have, to, like I said, depend on the person. They may not say one word. You
right.
know what I'm saying? But
right.
the biggest thing of it is, man, just having, making sure that even if somebody is being critical to you, just like I said earlier, have that tough skin where, you know, you still want to push on because, hey, this is your dream. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of what anybody else say, push it until you know. The only person that should be able to tell you to stop doing what you're doing is you.
Is you. That's
or God.
Right.
Or God.
That's right. There you go. There you go.
You know?
So.
But speaking of dream, man, we're going to take a little break right here real quick, man. We appreciate everybody for tuning in to the Talk of the Town this weekend, well, this week with us. And like I said, we are talking about constructive criticism. If you have any stories that you would like to share with us, the number is 718-508-9972. We want to hear from you guys, man, because I know a lot of you guys out there that do music, man, you have to deal with people always criticizing you, or they may be constructively telling you something and not actually criticizing you. So if you know the difference, you know what I'm saying, call in. Let's talk about it a little bit. But let's go into the second record right here. for everybody, like I said, it's a dream. But, hey, you got to keep pushing, just like this young man right here did. Blog Talk Radio, Talk of the Town. Here we go.
Old school flow. Yo, 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 yo. They used to say, this rap shit.
I know who that was, man. That's your boy, Big Crit. Shout out to Big Crit for coming back to the set, man, last night and doing a great show down in Starkville, Mississippi at the State Theater. He and Yellow Whip performed down there, and of course, Rick, you know, Big Crit bought his big boy with a big stunt on stage acting a fool.
Hey, man,
Norm.
Son is the truth, boy.
Yeah, man.
Oh,
son
yeah. Is the truth.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But I think everybody, you know, enjoyed the show last night. It was sold out, hella packed in the State Theater. I'm pretty sure it was extremely hot in there. But everyone who I talked to today, they said that they really enjoyed the show, man. Crip really put on the show last night down there. So shout out to Big Crit, Mississippi's own. So if you haven't got his latest CD, man, go and get it. Go and download it. Support him. You know, support the band. But just now tuning into the Middleman Talk Show, we are talking about constructive criticism. People can dish it, but can you take it? Now, we discussed the forms of criticism and also how can you tell the difference between someone being constructive critical of you or someone just being true. Now, I'm going to get into as far as the people that you would need to go to obtain good constructive criticism. Now, you wouldn't just speak to anyone.
Right.
Just speak to someone who you value their opinion on and who has some type of knowledge about what you are presenting to them. So, as far as doing a record, you know, of course you got your team that you're working with, you know, if you're working with your team. If you're not working with a team of people, you may have like your close friends who are around you, you know, that listen to your music all the time. But if you want to like get, you know, get feedback on maybe a record that you want to push as far
right.
as a solo or, you know, something out there. If you know somebody who is a DJ, you know, shoot it to them. If you know somebody who's very fluent with music in general.
Right.
Not somebody who's just up to date as far as only, that have only listened to, you know, your genre of music since 2005. I don't know about that.
Waka Flocka all their life.
Right. You need somebody who know about, you know, Teddy P and Marvin Gaye and Ron MC and, you know,
Game
like
of
that.
Music.
Yeah.
You know
you
what,
know,
man? I mean, I'm going to tell you, man, I think one person that a lot of people don't really think about, look at the people that work in music stores. You know,
yeah,
they work around
yeah.
music all day.
Yeah.
You know, if you get the chance,
yeah.
like a good friend of ours, man, you know, he used to work as a manager in retail and music, in the music stores. And, you know, I've seen a lot of people come in his store. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're like, man, what you think about our record? He can give you, you know what I'm
right.
saying? He can give you a great observation of what your music is. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, if they sell it, you know what I'm saying? That's like not, you know what I'm saying, going to a weed man and asking them how something else smells or something. You know? But, I mean, man, you know, you got people like, man, like a lot of cats that contribute to magazines and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
A good friend of mine, if you're in the state of Mississippi, man, Charlie Braxton has a great ear for music. Now, you have to definitely be able to take that constructive criticism because, I mean, you can't just go to nobody and expect them to be like,
what you
think about my record? And then he's like, hey, man, just need this, that, and that. Oh, he
right.
says, hey, no, I don't even want to have him listen to my music no more.
Right, right.
So, you know, one thing that I think you have to be careful of, you know what I'm saying, just like we also want to ask who some of the people you shouldn't. It's okay to get your loved ones in on it, but, you know, your family always going to tell you they like what you're doing. So don't let that blow your head up. You asking your brother, hey, man, you like my stuff? That's your brother. You're supposed to.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Your girlfriend,
right.
your wife, you can't ask them, baby, you like my music? You know they're going to like it. Those are people you shouldn't ask. You need to ask. Matter of fact, like Al stated earlier, have your little listening party, even if it's not even necessarily a listening party. Take your music somewhere, and, you know, like if you're out in the park playing ball, play it. If somebody stops mm-hmm. you see them paying attention to what you're doing, bobbing their head, you know you're working with something.
Right.
You
or
know what I'm saying?
Even if you had a car wash.
Perfect place.
Yes, you got guys out there washing their cars all the time. Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? I want to see what if they have a system in their car. You know, hey, man, I just want to see how they sound in your, you know, in your system, man. Do you mind?
Hey,
you know,
man, that's one of my old tactics. I walk up to you real smooth. Hey, dog, I see you got all that bass up in there. I got something for you. Check this out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, most definitely. And then also, if you're around, like, well, depending on what, you know, the type of music that you're doing and then also the level of explicit lyrics. Be around some little children, you know, ages maybe 6 to probably 12. And you got a song that you want to, you know, shoot to the radio or you want to try out on the radio and you think it's a song that's real catchy. if you can get like a child from that age range, you know, to actually start repeating your chorus, you know, you got your little jingle going. Never mind.
Yeah, that is true. And it depends on what type of music you're doing.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
It all depends on what type of music you're doing also, man.
Right.
But, you know, I really feel like, man, in each of our towns and cities, we have people that can actually give you a good thought process on what you're doing. You know, they may not love everything that you are doing, but they
That's
can
right.
give you an honest opinion. But, you know, just my personal opinion, I feel like family members, some family members and certain friends, they become that yes man pit, you know what I'm saying, that hoorah pit, where they just
right.
give you that false sense of what you actually doing.
Right. You know, like, the first 30 seconds, oh, man, that dope. He ain't even got to the actual verse of the song.
He ain't they got to the verse
that's dope. You know, so you want to make sure you got somebody who you can actually depend on and who will actually listen to every element of the song and give you feedback. You know,
right.
you want to have, you know, make sure that person has a real ear for music. And if they're available at all times, I mean, utilize them. Utilize them. Every time you put a record out, man, utilize them. And try to utilize other people once you build your network up. Utilize your network.
Yes, sir. You know what, man? I'm going to tell you somebody that I've seen in my lifetime. Anything that I do, she will definitely tell me if I'm on point or I'm whack. My mama. Now, I don't know if everybody else's
yeah.
mama like that.
Oh, yeah.
Mine is. She'll let me
oh,
know
yeah.
in an instant. She listens to this talk show, man. She's like, hey, y'all need to work on that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, hey, man, I'm just keeping it real. I don't mind
right.
that because the things that she will point out even with us, hey, you know, y'all need to make sure you speak a little bit clearer and, you know, tell people,
right.
you know, what they need to know, you know, or, you know, have greater, better opinions or whatever the case may be. I
right.
respect that because
yeah,
she ain't
definitely.
Trying to tear me down.
Most definitely. I mean, she's going to give you the most, I can't even get the adjective out that I want to use, but, I mean, she's going to give you the best criticism information.
Right.
If that's worth to break down everything. You know, because I know Kevin Mumble, I know she listens to everything. Everything. So,
yes, sir.
Yeah, if you got a, you know, if your mother, your daddy, you know, just always just been like that type of person that always wanted to see the best out of you, utilize them too.
Yeah.
You know, what was told to me growing up when I was doing music was that if my mama couldn't listen to my music and I was ashamed to actually play it for her,
shoot,
I might as well not even be doing it. I might as well not even be looking for her, you know, her constructive criticism behind it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, hey. I get a lot of my mom.
And you know, one thing too, man, you're going to have that one family member that's just going to always, like we said earlier, those you got to be careful of. That's everything you do. That's boo-boo. That's
yeah.
boo-boo. That's crack. Because, you know, a lot of times people are, I don't like to use the word jealous, but they may have that feeling where, hey, man, I can't do what you do, so I'm going to bring you down. But like I
right.
always say, you got to continuously push. You got to continuously grind. You got to continuously keep pushing out that good music. And on top of that, as we said, how it can strengthen you as far as with your craft and your skills. You got to take the effort to get in there and make it better. You can't sit up there and just, okay, I think I'm better, man. You know what I'm saying? Like Kanye used to do, 30 beats for 30 nights. You know what I'm saying? Man, write all the rhymes you can. Do as much as you can because it can come to a point where your craft is honed to the point where you just that standout guy. And when
right.
you get to that point, you can't get lazy then because there are 15 other people behind you ready to take your spot.
Exactly. That's one thing you always got to keep in mind, man. You know, no matter how hard you're working, there's somebody working 10 times harder at all times. When you sleep, they up. Tell you.
But, you know, I will say this, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you send your stuff in to the radio and they don't play your record, don't worry about it. You know what I'm saying? Because it might not be for radio right then. And that's one
right.
other thing I want to add in there, too. Stay and add your lane in. You know what I'm saying? Stay in your lane as far as if you know you're not radio ready right now, you're not radio ready, just stay in your lane. Go to the club DJs, like Al said earlier. Let them see
right.
how they go about it. If the club DJ ain't bumping you, like Al said, you can go to a car wash. just bump yourself around the neighborhood. You ain't got to, you know, force people to listen to it. If they want to listen to it, they're going to let you know. They're going
right.
to let you know.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Utilize your resources, man. Think outside the box when utilizing your resources as well, too. There are many ways, you know, to get your information out there as far as your music and get some feedback off of it. You know, you have YouTube where you can put it up, you know, as far as picture videos, or actually get a video done and say, hey, comment on my video. Let me know what you think. No, but be ready.
Oh, yes.
To receive all types and all forms of criticism from people all over the world who will have access to seeing your video. So just be ready for that. But take what you can from it, learn from it. And then do better.
Man, matter of fact, Al, there's this one particular guy on we saw him on Worldstar. He actually used that as a gimmick for his music, man. He made a gimmick where there was a guy online just, you know, just tearing them down, just criticizing, just overly criticizing. And he made a little video skit like he went to the dude apartment with a baseball bat. Rock Solid. That's his name. Rock Solid. Then he
okay.
came outside. He's like, oh, this is your car. Then he started beating the dude's car down and all that. But, you know, you do have some people that may take it to that extreme where they can't take criticism. They want to jump on you. They want to fight you. It ain't that serious. But I like the way that Rock Solid flipped it to that point where, you know, he's showing, hey, I'm going to use this because just like what 50 Cent said a long time ago, I don't care if they put my name on a roll of toilet tissue in the hood. As long as you promote me, I'm good. Let's get into this last part right here, man. Last couple of parts right here. Do majority rules and opinions always. Just because everybody and their mama say you dope, don't mean you dope.
Mean you dope, that's right. Please believe that. Please,
you know what I'm saying? Everybody
that.
In my hood say I'm dope.
Damn.
Everybody love it, I'm dope. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There are instances where I said, like I said, a hot record, you cannot deny it. A person
that's
with
right.
true skills and talents, you cannot deny those people. And we do appreciate everybody that's listening on the phone lines. We do appreciate everybody that's listening over on the web chat. If you do have a comment, you can press number one. We'd like to hear from you also. But just be careful of that. Just be careful. And, you know, now, if like Soulja Boy, he went from a couple of people to millions and millions of people liking him. I'm not
right.
one.
Me either.
I'm going to be honest. I'm not one, but you can't deny what the boy did.
Right.
And just
You're
because
not.
Somebody don't like your stuff don't mean that it's not good.
Mm-hmm. Because what you think is not good would be good to that person living next door to you. And they probably bumping it every day, all day. So be mindful of that. And if you're around a bunch of yes men, man, something ain't right, man. Something ain't right. You know, you either something got to be reevaluated within yourself or something got to be reevaluated with the people who you with.
And
so
that kind
of mindful
of
that.
That leads to the last you know, question of the day. What are some tips or ways to learn how to be receptive towards constructive criticism? It starts with you first. If
That's
you
right.
can't look within yourself to be humble enough to be like, okay, I'm going to listen to your opinion, that don't mean you have to take it to heart where it weighing you down and tearing you down. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Listen to what they got to say. Okay, take out some of the things that you know is true. That's the first thing you got to realize. If it's true, take that out. Use it to your advantage and go back and then come back even stronger the next time. Because, I mean, that's what it's all about. Everybody that you see in the music business right now, they've heard so many no's, it's probably crazy.
Mm-hmm.
They probably heard so many, you're whack, it's crazy.
Right.
You can't buy your way into it. You know what I'm saying? Some people try. But at the same time, if you're strong enough, I mean, dude, could you imagine being on stage and getting booed by maybe a couple of hundred people? Could you imagine being on the stage and getting booed by maybe a couple of thousands of people?
Mm-hmm.
Chris
mm-hmm.
shared that story about, you know, when he was in New York, man, and he got booed for the first time like that. He said, man, you know, that showed me that I need to step my game up even more. So when I get on the stage the next time, I'm not going to give them the option to boo.
Right.
And that's how you should look at it.
Most definitely.
Always take that negative and turn it into a positive. If you
There you go. I always look at everything as a growing process because everybody has room for growth. when you hear something, you know, take what you can from it that is what you need, you know, as far as what you need to grow on, and utilize it. Help build yourself up. Take note. You know, try to, you know, if you can't remember what was all said, you know, write it down. If you have, you know, evidence to show things such as like your comments on your YouTube page, or if you're actually meeting with somebody who's like big into the music, you know, industry and something like that, make sure you take notes, man, and like listen to what they have to say, and then go back and work on it. You know, and thank them for their time. Thank them for taking the time to even, you know, watch your video on YouTube, listen to your song on, you know, YouTube, listen to your song on your MySpace page or your Reverb Nation page. You know, take time to thank them, you know, and then grow from that. Continue to grow. So,
you know, man, you know, just like with some of the artists, man, that they just have, you know, some artists, and not even just with artists and music, man, just in life in general. You can become a better person if you're able to get past that little simple little hurdle right there.
There you go.
That can help you out in everything. I mean, just being positive, period.
Most definitely. Most definitely. I mean, that can hold you back from a lot of things of what you need to accomplish within yourself, as far as accomplishing all the goals and what you want to accomplish in life. If, you know, if you don't have a level of humbleness, man, it's just like, I mean, you're going to continue to receive a bunch of notes, you know, but get to the point to where, you know, you're being receptive of, you know, any type of criticism, you're humble, you're willing to grow, you're willing to listen and work on what you need to work on. One of them no's is going to become a yes, and it's going to be that yes that you need.
So just, and you know, some of the coolest people that you meet are very humble, and I guarantee you, they've been when they say go through the fire, they've been through the fire.
They've been through it.
You know
what
I'm saying? Because like I said earlier, if you go back and listen to the show, man, you got to have tough skin. And like to all my producers out there, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to just be honest with you. Man, be as creative as you can. Just because the hottest records right now have this sound or this particular type of cadence to it, that don't mean you got to do that. Keep doing what you do until somebody like it.
That's
just because
a
person sit up there and say, man, I ain't feeling your stuff right now, what's the flavor of the month right now may not be the flavor of the month 10 months from now. Because you got to think about it. People are fickle. Their attention spans are not what they used to be. You know what I'm saying? It's like a cat chasing a string. He running everywhere. That's how people attention is. So if you got something that you're doing out there, now, if you know it's not on point, work on it. Make it your own. Just like if you building a house, man, and that frame ain't right, it's just going to fall apart.
Most definitely.
Keep working on it.
Most definitely.
Now, what we're going to do right now, man, we're going to show some more love and homage to another friend of ours. And, you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, let me make sure I got everything right here. Matter of fact, you know, our man Dub G, you know, he just released his Final Call album. Y'all make sure y'all go out there and support him. His name is Dub G. You can find on Mixtape Live or Dat Piff called The Final Call. Y'all make sure y'all get that record right there. We're trying to support our man Dub G. Our last record right here, man, is by our man Felt Five. This boy right here is pretty dope. Y'all check him out.
Yeah.
This is the Blog Talk Radio. Middleman talking to town.
Trying to survive, I've been in this game for about 10 years. In the midst of all of that shit, I lost a few peers. A few family members don't vibe with my light, cause I walk by faith more than I do by sight. And I know what my purpose is simply by the words I get. They jam in my head like a nail when the hammer hit. My biggest fear is failure, that's why I keep going. And I know they trying to keep me down, but I'm still growing. Yeah, I ain't no conscious cat of intellect. I just wanna let you feel the music that's inside my head. I got a lot of thoughts I wanna bring out, a lot of pain and sorrow that I sing out. I mean, wow, and this is my therapeutic soul release, so please bear with me as I bear my soul for you to see. feel a lot of people lost their faith in me, so now I'm in a position to show and prove I'm worthy. I'm not gonna stop until they take the breath from me, cause I got too much shit to prove to myself and my family. I'm not trying to settle for serendipity, I need to accomplish the goal, I know that it was meant to be. And even though I told you everything I am, you still can't understand. Understand me.
Can you understand? What it takes
you
for
can't understand. You can't understand.
Can you understand? What it takes
you
for
can't
me
understand. And I done told you, man.
Can you understand?
There's been so much going on, man.
What it takes for a man like me.
You need to know what the real is, man. Hey, you need to know. Red Clay.
Can you understand?
What Alabama,
for man. A man like me.
What it takes for a man like me to be. Verse 2, now the basics been explained. I give you a deeper glance in the soul of a man. Don't do it for the love or the money, but both. Sorry folks, but I can't just feed my son on hope. I deserve a fly life, spend enough time suffering, wondering how long I was gonna be in the sight. Wanna make my pops proud of me. Pulling up one day in the six, hand him the keys, saying thank you, Bob, for raising me. And then taking my mom to a new crib, the one she always wanted with the wine and staircases. Saying thank you, mom, for all your dedication. I told you one day that your baby boy would make it. And for the woman that's been sticking by me, I take you somewhere every day like Cayman and Hawaii. You gotta know that you were blessed to me, cause you gave me the best gift of my life, a son, the love of life. So just know, despite what the case may be, I'ma always have love for you. I'm here for you, son. So just know, despite what the case may be, I'ma always have love for you. I'm here for you. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's what it is. Do for the ones you love, man, you gotta keep it real. And for anybody else that's in this recording biz, keep your fam close and your enemies adrift, adrift, adrift. Jonah and the whale, cause the way these fakes won't come at you, gon' leave an ugly trail. They all gonna fail, they all gonna fail. But I'm just like LL, rocking the victory bells. Understand?
Can you understand?
Yeah.
What it takes for a man like me?
Can you understand me, man?
You know what I'm saying? Like I said, man, I appreciate everybody that did take the time to listen to us today, man. Shout out to our homie Business, Big Business, out there hustling hard. Shouts out to everybody over there in Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, Louisiana, Florida, everything else in between. Man, it's going down this Sunday, man. Y'all make sure y'all tune in and check us out. The birds and the bees, the talk. Man, have you ever had to have that talk with, if you're older to have a kid, you should be having that talk. Y'all check that show out. It's coming up this Sunday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central. 5 p.m. Central. Y'all make sure y'all tune in. Doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Man, 101 down, man. I hope everybody get a chance to go back and listen to this one again. It's going down. Shouts out to Nick Eaton out there with the running Razorbacks tipping over cows.
Man, Nick gonna get you, man.
Okay.
Nick gonna get you, man.
What that chilling with Eddie Long? With a Jerry Curry?
You ain't went too far now, man.
I'm sorry.
You ain't went too far, man.
It's the middle,
that
man,
just,
like that.
That's just so wrong.
The middle man shouted, Beat Chris shouted. Now I ain't sure what you was tuning in to. We'll pay attention to the real talk. What we here for, so take a listen time out. Take a minute, shout it and learn some. Put your mind to grind the world, you destined to earn some. Linda, here, comment on what you hear. Let's figure out this master plan and put this thing in gear. Don't matter if you hood or you corporate. Don't guess you got a will to do way better than you were doing. Well, then you fortunate. Take a stand, stop complaining about what you ain't got. Hating on the next man, cause he was dying to wreck shop. Every Sunday, tune in, go live, 6 p.m., blogtalkradio.com. The middle me. Hey, what's happening? The middle me. Hey, what's happening? The middle me. Hey, what's happening? Blogtalkradio.com. The middle me.
Yeah. Tell a friend to tell a friend. It's going down.
Most definitely. Follow us on Twitter, man. The middle
winning.
Man, and the middleman, Al.
Charlie Sheen. Say that again, man. Charlie Sheen going to get slapped.
What?
Yeah, he just came in. I ain't even pushed the button.
We is winning, though, if y'all didn't know. So, yeah. Follow
yeah,
us on Twitter,
yeah.
Man.
What, now, tell them again, them Twitters. I got 150 followers. Only needed one.
Follow KG at the middleman. KG, follow me at the middle men, Al. Follow Nick Eaton at Nick Eaton. Y'all should
know
what? Let us know.
If they don't follow us, Al, this is what's going to happen.
Put the motherfucker on the screen!
And we out.
All right, y'all.